This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going as Marty. It's the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and joining me via our live stream, Jarrell Gilliam, who is the Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission, and you can check it out at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Jarrell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Larry.
Good to see you. On this
yes.
Wednesday morning on the radio, I wanted to reach out to you because of the recent story that the Planning Commission in Pittsburgh for some time has supported these tiny houses for the homeless or unsheltered, and it looks like it's starting to get some real legs. And the question to you is, I mean, you live this every day among the people who have nowhere to go. Get your idea of, is this a viable option, and where will this be? Do you know?
I think they're looking at a couple of places. I know back when in 2023, when it initially came out, there were certain spots that were being considered. But what I say, Larry, is one, it's a step in the right direction, right? We want all the options on the table. But we also want to say quickly that it is not the solution. Having a tiny home is better than a tent, but it can still be an unsafe condition for people. They're still very small, hence the tiny. And having people cram into those spaces may not be the best way for dignity and respect. But the major thing, Larry, that I like to say is that whatever the solution, whether it's a tiny home, an apartment, a house, there must be wraparound services. Every place where I've studied in a city, in a country rather, that has tried this idea, if there's no consideration as to why the person became homeless and then help them to address that underlying issue, putting them in a place only temporarily solves one issue in their life, but the other issue often catches up with them. So if it's mental health, if it's drug addiction, putting them in a tiny house is not going to be their solution. They need some type of wraparound services.
What is the current status of this city when it comes to people without shelter?
We have, I didn't check, I should have checked right before I came on. I didn't look at the most recent data, but we have been seeing an increase still in our county in the homeless area. And it has been growing over the years. Now, with the coming NFL draft and some other initiatives, we've seen the more public tent communities move to close down. But we know people are still going other places. And our outreach team, we get calls almost on a daily basis of where people are popping up, where these new communities are popping up. And we continue to go out there to offer them an opportunity to come out. But just remember that that I've always said that no matter what initiative the county or the city wants to get behind for housing, there needs to be an equal amount of commitment, resources, so that there can be counselors, mental health providers, sometimes behavioral health and medical health. Because again, we have to address the underlying issues, or we're just sticking people in tents. One other quick thing, a great community that I saw out in California, Hope the Mission it's called, they have a great community there. But the way they do it, they make sure that basically the tiny homes are really just sleeping rooms. They don't put TVs in there. They don't put refrigerators in those rooms. They have common spaces for people to go, so that in order to eat your meal, you have to go out to the dining area. In order to get your mail and other things, to go in a dining area, because they emphasize community. So again, if you just put someone who's having a mental health crisis in a room or a tiny home, and you put everything in there, they're going to tend to just isolate in that place, and that's where mental health gets worse. So if people who are involved, if organizations like Light of Life and other homeless providers are involved in the planning of these things, we could help avoid some of the mistakes that other cities have made. But so far, we have not been invited to the table around that particular idea. But again, we're glad they're moving in that direction. It's certainly better than just saying, well, we'll let a tent community live by a river that can flood. That's better, but we got to keep making this better.
One of the indications of the demand, I just saw Lisa Scales from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. They just announced a record distribution of meals of 53 million in this region, which suggests that people are on the edge. And are you finding people who find themselves without shelter more frequent than ever before in this day and age?
As you know, just a few months ago, we opened up a community resource center right across from our emergency services building. And that houses our clothing, a free store for clothes. There's a food pantry there as well as a furniture bank. And we have seen that increase in demand. We're hearing that there are people that are on the edge. They are barely making it month to month. And everybody has been feeling the impact economically of increased gas prices. Actually, gas prices are down right now, but like eggs and all those things over the last few months. And it's impacted people, and they need help. And we've seen that help increase over what has been in the past. So we have to continue to be a community that cares for each other. We have to continue to be a community that gives. And Pittsburgh is one of those places that we have good neighbors here, but we have to keep moving the needle forward. And at Light of Life, we could use everyone's help. The summer is always a time where donations go down. And right now, as you're talking, Larry, needs and demand are going up. And we need assistance to just get the right personnel out there, to keep our staff out there doing the right thing to help make Pittsburgh the most livable city.
We appreciate the work you and your staff do every day, Jarrell. Thank you. And we'll check in again soon.
Thank you, Larry.
Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of the Light of Life Rescue Mission here in Pittsburgh on the North Side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.